15 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, and I do want to welcome each and every one of us who is joining us on the line. It is indeed a beautiful Thursday this afternoon, and of course we are joined by Pastor Mbata on the line. Dr. Mbata, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you doing this afternoon?
Very well, thank you. Thank you, my pastor. How's been your day? How's been your day?
My day was fantastic, Zama. I don't want to complain.
Yeah.
God has been gracious to me, and I've been sitting on this table attending the SID meeting for publishing. Then after that, I just sat here listening to the beautiful music from Adventist World Radio.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm so blessed. And above all, as we are counting down, we are left with one day, just tomorrow.
Man.
Then we will say, Ebenezer, thus far the Lord has led us.
Oh, yes, indeed, the Lord has led us. I must say that the Lord has used you in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. And we are so, so grateful to Him for allowing you to come onto this platform. Well, Pastor, without any further ado, I must hand over to you so that you can give us the word for today. Today is day 9 of the 10 days of prayer. Over to you, Pastor.
Thank you very much, Zama. Let me greet all the listeners and the viewers, also our online audience on Facebook, powered by Adventist World Radio. We are right here. It's day number 9 on our 10 days of prayer. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful that we are counting down and the Lord has been good.
Yeah.
The foundation is laid and the foundation is strong. We can pull through the remaining 11 months because God has been good to us.
Oh, yes.
Without
oh, yes.
any waste of time, let us begin with the word of prayer. Merciful, eternal, loving Father, the hour has come that the Son of Man must be lifted up. Father, you said in your word, when you shall be lifted up, you shall draw on men unto yourself.
Mm.
These people, they are not my people. They are your people. You have bought them with a precious price, with the blood of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I pray that God, as we are about to read from your word, we are asking for the inspiration. We are asking, Father, that may you cover us with the blood of Emmanuel. May we not be seen, but Christ be seen
mm-hmm.
and be glorified.
Mm-hmm.
If there is someone who is not feeling well tonight, I pray that, Father, may you stretch your hand and heal your children.
Amen.
Also, if there is someone, Father, who is discouraged, I pray that, God, as we are about to read from your word, may you encourage us through your word.
Mm.
If there is someone, Father, who is in need of a divine touch, I pray that may you stretch your hand and touch your children. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are on day number 9. Our theme for the 10 days of prayer, it is priorities of faith. Where we are coming from, day 1, where we spoke about less is more.
Mm.
Now we are on day number 9, the blessing of the Sabbath. It's a beautiful subject.
Mm.
That I don't want to rush you as we are tapping on this particular subject.
Yeah.
Priority number 9, the Sabbath worship.
Mm.
Priority of faith, the blessing of the Sabbath. Indeed, it is a blessing to be a partaker of the divine grace. The Sabbath was instituted by God Himself. So we are going to learn from this presentation. Also, I want to appreciate my colleagues and my friends that have been also unpacking the word of God. Dr. Monga, this morning, he has laid a foundation on giving us the biblical perspective, the Old Testament and the New Testament biblical foundation of the Sabbath. And there is no one who can have an excuse that I do not know about the Sabbath issue. Friends, I want to say, I pray that may the Holy Spirit impress in our hearts so that we may understand that the Sabbath is not for a certain group of people. The Sabbath was not instituted for the Jews, but the Sabbath was created for the mankind. So we are the partakers of the divine grace of Jesus Christ. This is the foundation that I want to lay and say, friends, follow us closely as we continue with this lesson. Now, the key text that has been used, that has been given to us, the author of the material that we are using on the 10 days of prayer, Dr. Frank Hassel. Now, the verse that has been given us is Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14. It reads, if you turn your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways or seeking your own pleasure or taking idle, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Oh, I love the last line that says, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, you must call the Sabbath. Now, we are introduced here. Isaiah, he lived 800 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, Isaiah was given an inspiration about those who love the Lord and those who keep God's commandment. Now, this is an inspiration that Isaiah wrote 800 years before the birth of the Messiah. He says, if you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a day of delight, or the Sabbath a delight, and holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not doing your own ways or seeking your own pleasure or talking idly, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I, God, I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. So there is a promise here, friends, that when you are keeping God's Sabbath, you shall find delight, and God shall feed you with the heritage of Jacob. So you shall find delight in it. You will be joyful as you worship God in truth and in spirit. Friends, I want to submit this afternoon. I don't know, Zama, whether should I say this quickly before I forget it?
Yeah.
That you cannot break the law, but you can break yourself against the law. I think I need to repeat that. That is profound.
Profound.
Many people, they think that they are breaking God's law, but I want to tell you that you can't break God's law, but you are breaking yourself against the law.
Yeah.
The law of God,
that's powerful,
cannot be broken by the human being. You break yourself. The law remains eternal, written by the finger of God. And he wrote it on the tablets of stone so that it may stand forever. So you cannot break the Sabbath. You will break yourself against the Sabbath, or you'll break yourself against the law. I have to say that quickly before it slips on my mind, because I would say many things. Perhaps I might forget to say this.
Profound.
That you cannot break the law, but you can break yourself against the law of God. So the law will remain forever. And the Bible says the Sabbath also will endure forever. The Sabbath will remain forever. Now, when you read also the very same prophet, who receives an inspiration. He says in Isaiah 56 verse 2, blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who lays hold on it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and keeps his hand from doing evil. Now, I want to repeat that. Now, the blessing of the Sabbath, and the blessing comes in Isaiah 56 verse 2 when God says, blessed is a man or a woman who does this. Or blessed is the child who does this. Or blessed is the mother who does this. Or blessed is the father who does this. Or blessed is the grandmother who does this. Blessed is the grandfather who does this. Blessed is the sister who does this. Blessed is the brother who does this. And the son of man who lays hold on it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and keeps his hand from doing evil. Friends, you cannot separate the holiness and the Sabbath. You cannot separate. Now, when you look at this blessing, it says, blessed is the man who does this. So it's there is a blessing. This is the commandment with a blessing. Oh, the topic says the blessing of the Sabbath. One blessing that truly matters for human life is the Sabbath rest. The Sabbath day reminds us of our origin and that God is our creator. You find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 through 11. The Bible says, then, and God says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all your work. But the Sabbath is the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. You shall rest on it with your servants, with your bond servant, with your whatever you have in your possession. For in 6 days, God created heavens and earth. And on the seventh day, he rested on it. Friends, can I say this quickly? It's a footnote. God, when he was creating the world, on day number one, he says in Genesis 1, when you read Genesis 1, verse 5, and God says, let there be light, and the light was there. Evening and morning, day one. So just imagine when God was creating the world, he just goes on to say, he speaks the word, he says, let there be light. And the light was there. As if God was lazy, just to say a statement. Friends, I want to say, just imagine a sentence, let there be light. Now it's over. The day is over. Let there be light. The day is over. It looks like God, he just added one statement, one sentence, let there be light, and the light was there. So we'll see tomorrow. So even the sermon, you can say just one line, it's over. It is not actually many words that makes the sermon to be profound, but like, just look at God. Let there be light. Genesis 1 verse 5, let there be light, and the light was there. So evening and morning, day one.
Mm.
Then you come to Genesis 1 verse 8, and then evening and morning, day two.
Mm.
Genesis 1 verse 13, evening and morning, day 3.
Mm.
Genesis 1 verse 19, evening and morning, day 4. Genesis 1 verse 23, evening and morning, day 5. Genesis 1 verse 31, and the Lord saw that everything that he has created, evening and morning, day 6. The Bible says, and Genesis chapter 2, and God saw that everything that he has created, yes, it was good. Now, I was looking at the word, when after the creation, when God has created when God has created something on a particular day, God, the Bible says, now the writer of Genesis, which is Moses, he says, and it was good. And God saw that it was good. Now, I was looking at the word good. Now, in all the days, God says it is good. From beginning from day one, it is good. The reason why God says it is good, it means, now, the word good, it means it is redeemable. So after God has created day one, he says, yes, let there be light. Now, and the Bible says, and God saw that the light was redeemable.
Mm.
So now, all the days, God says it is redeemable. In case we fall into sin, it is redeemable. That is the reason why the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So Amen. It is redeemable. Mm. In each and every day, God says it is redeemable. Everything that he has created, and God saw that it was, and God saw that it was good. And God says it is good, it is redeemable. So in case the world falls into sin, but there is an assurance each and every day, God gives us an assurance that it is redeemable. I want to give the conclusion of our discourse that we are all redeemable. We are all redeemable, friends. We are redeemable.
Yeah.
When we look at God, when God looks at us, he says, we are redeemable. On
Amen.
Day number one, when he opens his mouth, he says, we are redeemable. It is good. And God saw that now everything that he had created, it was redeemable. It was good. That is the reason why the Sabbath stretches from Eden lost and Eden restored. I'm quoting Dr. Monga early this morning. He says, the Sabbath is a reminder that, friends, we lost our identity in the garden, as well as God is making the means to restore us, to bring back to the Eden restored. That is the reason why we are Christians. That's the reason why we are keeping God's commandment. That's the reason why we are kept by him. Can I say something quickly again?
Yeah.
That perhaps maybe we don't know how to keep the Sabbath. We must allow God to keep us. Now, as you read also, the study guide says, as such, Sabbath celebration is a powerful sign of our identity as human beings. This identity is not derived from economic success or our level of productivity, nor in our identity determined by whether we are employers or employees. The Sabbath is God's invitation to rest in him. Oh, I love this one. The Sabbath is God's invitation to rest in him.
Yeah.
And enjoy what is graciously provided. I love this one. When you read Mark chapter 2, verse 27 and 28, now Jesus Christ, when he was explaining, when he was emphasizing the importance of the Sabbath, he says, the Sabbath was made for men, not men for the Sabbath. For the Son of Man is the Lord even of the Sabbath. So man was created on day number six. Can I explain what is being said in Mark chapter 2, verse 27 and 28? When the Bible says the Sabbath was made for men, not men for the Sabbath. Now, this is the implication. Now, the Sabbath, man was created on day number six. There was no Sabbath. So when God was creating humanity, when God was creating Adam and Eve, there was no Sabbath. So the Bible says, now man, the Sabbath was created for men, not men for the Sabbath. So man was created on day number six. There was no Sabbath. But when God created the Sabbath, he created the Sabbath so that it can benefit humanity. So the beneficiaries of the Sabbath are the people. So the reason why God says, I'm putting the Sabbath here so that you will move. I created you on day number six so that you may have joy. Now he says, men, the Sabbath was created for men, not men for the Sabbath. Friends, I will not repeat that again. As such, a Sabbath celebration, of course, it's our invitation. It's God's invitation to rest in him. Friends, the Sabbath is God's invitation to rest in him in perfect restoration.
Yes, yes.
Let me repeat that. The Sabbath is God's invitation so that we may rest in him in perfect redemption. The Sabbath is an invitation of God, is an invitation to rest in God in perfect creation. So the Sabbath is God's supremacy. The Sabbath is for the Sabbath was created for us so that we may be healed and be restored. It is a day of delight. The Sabbath is our perpetual reminder of our roots. The Sabbath is the Lord's day. Come with me to John chapter 5. Now, we are going to read this narrative. Because of time, I'm not going to read the entire chapter, but I'm going to pick from verse 8 and 9. If the Spirit allows us, we are going to tap on other important issues in this narrative. Perhaps, maybe, let me give you an overview. John chapter 9, the Bible says, John chapter 9, verse 1 through, John chapter 5, sorry, John chapter 5, verse 1 through 9. Let me focus on verse 8 and 9. Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. Now, when you read verse 9b, "And that day was the Sabbath." Now, maybe for control, let's read verse 10. "The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, 'It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed.' He answered them, He who made me well said, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Amen.
The Bible says in John chapter 5, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. You'll appreciate when you read this narrative that there is a blessing of the Sabbath here. Now, as you look at this narrative, the Bible says, now after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a market, or there is a pool next to the market, which is called in Hebrew tongue, Bethesda. Having five porches, in these lay a great number of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For the angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever steps in first when the water is being troubled, and the Bible says he was made whole, whatsoever disease he had. You know the story. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity for 38 years. The emphasis is, there is a man who had an infirmity, who was invalid, who was paralyzed for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been there for a long time in that case. And Christ says, "Do you want to be made whole?" So the invalid man answered, "Say, I have no man. When the water is troubled, there is no man to put me into the pool. When I'm coming, another person steps down before me." You know the story of the man who was even blaming the system. He says, "There is a nepotism in this system. I've been here next to this pool. Whenever the angel comes to trouble the waters, yep, somebody steps before me and he overtakes me." Now the man is blaming everything around him. The man says, "There is nepotism
in the system."
The man says, I don't think that I will be assisted here next to this pool." The angel comes and the angel stirs the waters, but there is no man to put me into the waters. And Jesus said to him, now the verse that we have read, Jesus said to him, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and he took his bed and walked the same day. It was the Sabbath. Friends, can I put a footnote on this particular line in John chapter 5, verse 9b? The Sabbath is God's invitation to our perfect restoration and healing. The Sabbath is for healing. We must be healed on Sabbath. When we come to the presence of God, we must come anticipating. Friends, I want to say, as we are waiting, looking forward to the Sabbath of the 20th, when you go there, go with anticipation. Go to that synagogue with anticipation that I am going to be healed. I'm going to be restored. My problems will be solved.
Yep.
Because the Sabbath is God's invitation to our perfect restoration.
Beautiful.
And redemption.
Beautiful.
The Bible says when Jesus Christ says to this man, I see that you have been in this condition for a long time. Take your mat, rise up, take your bed and walk. Take the evidence of your pain. Oh, I feel like preaching now. Let me give you an overview of what I want to say. Come with me as we follow Jesus into the city of Jerusalem. See Jesus making his way down to the municipal pool. He is not dressed for a swim, but he has an appointment with a lame man. Friends, follow Jesus as he walks down the street. He is going to the city of Jerusalem. Not dressed in a swimming costume, but he has an appointment with a lame man. The pool is crowded today, as there are people from all walks of life. The Bible tells us that there was an invalid, or there were many people that were there, blind, halt, crippled, impotent, blind, they were there, halt, they were there, withered, they were there. And I can imagine that the poor, the hungry, the indigent, the destitute were there as well. But one man in particular sticks out in this narrative in John chapter 5. But one man sticks out. The text calls the attention to one man. The reason why this text is written, it is because of one man. And the main character in this narrative is Jesus.
Mm.
I want us to look at Jesus Christ. The position of Jesus Christ, the words of Jesus Christ, and the man who has been there, the Bible says he had infirmity for 38 years. His name is not given.
Mm.
His background is irrelevant.
Mm.
His biography is not shared.
Yeah.
His nationality is a matter of guesswork. But what we do know about this man is that he is disabled. And he has been there. He has been that way for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He is so sick that he is not even identified by name, but by his condition. Can I make an application on that?
Yeah.
This man was so sick that he was not even identified by his name, but by his condition. There might be somebody tonight that you are not even identified by your name and your identity, but by the challenges that you find yourselves into. I want to say, I have good news for you. Jesus is on his way. Jesus Christ is on his way. Jesus Christ is coming to your location.
Yep. Amen.
That is the perfect location.
Hallelujah.
For my Savior.
Yep.
When you don't have an identity, when your condition is beyond human imagination, you are the right candidate for salvation. Sabbath is for you. The Bible says, Christ is making his way. The man is so sick that he's not even identified by his name, but by his condition, he's disabled for 38 years. Can I repeat that? 38 years. He's disabled for 38 sure. years.
Yeah.
We always hear of 38 years, but oftentimes we fail to see how long is 38 years. You'll appreciate from the preacher's voice tonight when you hear that 38 years is so long, that God, even though 38 years is so long, God that we are serving is a God of impossibilities. The Bible says he has been there for 38 years. We always sometimes forget how long is 38 years. From today, 38 years will take you all the way down to 1986. Now, if you can, like it's 2024 today, this year, right now, Now, from today, 38 years ago, will take us all the way to the way past to 1986 when P.W. Botha was the president of South Africa.
Mm.
more than 38 years ago, when Martin Cooper, an employee of Motorola, was the first individual to speak on a cell phone in public. That is 38 years ago.
Yeah.
38 years ago, the Commodore 46.8 bit home computer was launched and released in August. It became all-time best-selling personal computer model. 38 years ago. How long is 38 years ago? 38 years ago, first computer virus was found, and that it infects the computer floppy disk. 38 years ago. Maybe some they don't even know what is floppy disk. A little more than 38 years ago, the first CD was sold in Japan 38 years ago.
Mm.
38 years ago. Friends, more than 38 years ago, Shooter and Shorter published a Zulu dictionary in Maritzburg 38 years ago.
Mm.
38 years ago, the book Masihambisane Ibanga 2 was published for Zulu curriculum in Maritzburg. 38 years ago, when bread was 60 cents. Now I want us to compare. This man was sick. Was paralyzed for 38 years. 38 years ago, when bread was 60 cents in South Africa.
Mm.
38 years ago, petrol was 47 cents per liter. 38 years ago.
Yep.
38 years ago, Kruger Rand was equivalent to 2,600 as you compare to it today. So when you were carrying 1 rand Kruger Rand in 1986, it's like you were carrying 2,600.
Wow.
38 years ago,
Kenneth Banana
was the president of Zimbabwe.
Yes.
38 years ago, of us were not even born 38 years ago.
Mm.
So you can imagine being hospitalized for 38 years. Notice that the story doesn't tell us that he was 38 years old. The Bible says he was in a pitiful condition for 38 years. The implication is that he has been in this location near half of his lifetime. This man has been there 38 years, sitting in one location. I want to say, friends, he was in the right location, but facing the wrong direction. He was at the right location, facing wrong direction. This man was right there. The reason why I'm saying it was a right location, let's look at the transition. Now, what else do we know about this man other than the duration of his sickness? What we know that he has been paralyzed for 38 years and he has been rendered useless. 38 years. Only one job that could this man find. It is to beg or to be a community improvement agent, human coin collector, street agent of dustbin collector. He was a director of local peddlers association. This man was not employed. He missed birthdays. He missed weddings. He missed family celebrations for 38 years, stuck in one location called Bethesda.
Man.
We also know that he was desperate to get well. And the Bible, somebody might be tempted to ask, how did this layman get to the pool since he was crippled? The Bible doesn't tell us how did he reach there. But what is important is that the man was there, and what we know is that Jesus Christ is about to show up in the narrative. Friends, I want to say, it does not matter what you have been going through, but what matters is that Jesus Christ is on his way to your location. Again, what we know about this man is that he was sitting at the place called Bethesda. We know, according to the Bible, the place is located in Jerusalem near the gate that led into the city called the Sheep Gate, where the sheep who were to be slaughtered in the temple were brought in into the city using that gate. The reason why it is called the Sheep Gate, because the sheep that were supposed to be slaughtered for the ceremonies of the Jews, the Bible says the man was sitting by the Sheep Gate. John tells us that by the Sheep Gate, there was a pool of water called in Hebrew, Bethesda. and the pool originally used to clean the sheep as they enter into the city. By the time of Jesus, this pool was used. It was changed now. It was used as a place called Bethesda, which means the house of kindness, the house of grace, the house of mercy. You'll appreciate that, that this place now is called Bethesda. It means the house of grace, the house of mercy, the house of kindness. By the way, this pool was not just an ordinary pool. It was well-structured pool that the Roman acres for support. It had the Roman acres for support. It had five porches or colonnades where the sick could rest and be protected from bad weather. Furthermore, we know that now this place, there was an angel that will come and trouble the waters. Sometimes we miss this one. The Bible says it appears that the early church clearly identified this particular place in Jerusalem as the right location because it is the pool of Bethesda or of Bethesda, and the angel will come and trouble the waters. The right location. Now, since we are talking about the church, now listen to this one. Since we are talking about also the blessing of the Sabbath, listen to this one. There is something common about this pool. The Bible says Jesus Christ, he decides to use the gate, which is called the sheep gate.
Yeah.
He observes a man lying right there. And Jesus Christ, as he sees the man lying down, he says, "Do you want to get well?" And the man says, "I don't have a man." Friends, can I pause some and say before we wind up this discourse, that this man was anticipating that the water will be the propensity to heal him from his infirmity, not knowing that his restoration will not come from the water, but from the creator of the water. Sometimes we anticipate the answer to come to us the way Christ packages our answers. Friends, we come to Jesus anticipating that the package for our answer will be this way, whereas Christ says, "You don't have to receive it this way, but this is how I want you to receive your healing." The Bible says, the man has been there next to the pool, and Christ says, "Do you want to get well?" He says, "I don't have a man." And Christ says, "No, you don't need a man. You need the creator of the water. You don't need, your healing will not come from the waters. Because maybe you will be praising the waters without you praising the creator of the water." Sometimes God will not give us what we are asking for. Because sometimes we need to develop the attitude of gratitude to the one who has given us victory and restoration. And Christ says, "Your healing will not come from the water, will come from the creator."
Yeah.
Rise, take up your mat, take up your bed and go.
Mm.
And the Bible says, the man stood there and there. And the Bible says, it was the Sabbath. Oh, the blessing of the Sabbath rest. It was the Sabbath, and the man is carrying the evidence of his pay. He's carrying the bed, and when the Jews, and when they saw him carrying the bed, they said, "It is unlawful to carry the bed on Sabbath." We don't carry objects on Sabbath. And he says, the man who cured me, the man who heals me, he says, take up your bed and walk. Friends, I want to submit tonight that the Sabbath is for us to be restored and to be healed. The Sabbath is not a burden. The Jews, they said to this man, "You are not supposed to carry the bed." They are not worried about 38 years. They are worried about the mat that the man is carrying. Friends, we will have opposition. When you begin to worship God on his holy Sabbath, you will be confronted with opposition. Maybe you will be opposed even with those who dearly love you the most. Friends, I want to say, never give up. As you carry the mat of your restoration, Jesus Christ says, it is lawful You can receive healing on Sabbath. It is lawful to do good on Sabbath. Can I say this, Zama, before we pray? Oh, time is not on our side. All the miracles that Jesus performed, when you read the Gospels, oftentimes when you read the Gospels, the miracles that Jesus Christ performed, some of them, 90% of the miracles that were performed by Jesus, they took place on the Sabbath day. Because the Sabbath is a day of liberty. We must be liberated on Sabbath. Let me repeat that. On Sabbath, we must be liberated. All the miracles that Jesus performed, oftentimes when you read the gospel, 90% of the miracles, they took place on Sabbath. Because the Sabbath was made for men, not men for the Sabbath. For the Son of Man is the Lord, even of the Sabbath. May the Lord bless us as we enjoy the fellowship of worshiping Him in truth and in spirit. Friends, we must receive total restoration and healing on Sabbath. It is a blessing to worship God on His holy Sabbath. May the Lord bless us.
Before we pray, Mfundisi.